Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we'll talk with the Honourable Karina Gould, Member of Parliament for Burlington, about recent passing of animal legislation in Canada. And we'll learn how important it is for our dog to come to us when called with Geneviève Risinger of Positive Plus Dog Training. And we'll learn all about the latest Burlington Humane news and events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. We want to stop animal cruelty in Canada, and the Canadian government is one step closer to eliminating it. Bill C-84 was recently passed into law. I talked with Burlington's Member of Parliament, the Honourable Karina Gould, about this much-needed law. I'm here with the Honourable Karina Gould, MP for Burlington. Welcome, Karina, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you, Doug.
I understand that there is legislation related to animal cruelty. What's that about?
Yeah, so, I mean, thank you so much for asking about this issue. So you're talking about Bill C-84, which seeks to expand the definitions of animal cruelty, animal fighting, and cockfighting in the criminal code. And this is really important because a lot of people think that we have fairly strong animal protection here in Canada. And the Supreme Court in 2016 actually identified where our limits are with regards to animal protection, particularly when it comes to bestiality. And so this is expanding the definition, hopefully protecting more animals, and also leading to more convictions of sexual offenses with animals and also with regards to animal fighting.
In terms of animal cruelty, specifically animal fighting, what does the bill, how does it protect animals?
So what it does is it expands the scope of the offense of encouraging, aiding, or assisting at the fighting or baiting of animals or birds so that the offense includes promoting, arranging, or receiving money for, or taking part in the fighting or baiting of animals or birds, and also applies with respect to the training, transporting, or breeding of animals or birds for fighting or baiting. And it expands the scope of the offense of building, making, maintaining, or keeping a cockpit so that the offense applies with respect to any arena for animal fighting.
Is that a big issue in Canada? Well, I've really never heard of it myself.
Well, so I think it's probably bigger than people think it is.
I guess because it's all underground.
It's all underground, right? Yeah. And it's not something that most people are probably participating in. But we do want to make sure that this is something that is not acceptable under any circumstances, and that to ensure that we have the appropriate legal tools to both lay charges and gain successful convictions if this is found out to be the case.
Okay. And in terms of bestiality, has bestiality not always been protected?
Yeah, so good question, Doug. Bestiality has been protected, but it's in 2016, the court found that the definition only applied to penetrative sexual acts. And turns out that the majority of things that we would want to try under bestiality legislation don't necessarily have penetration as one of the acts, but there are a lot of other cruel and inappropriate sexual activities that take place with animals. One statistic that I thought I would point out is that there's a recent report from the Canadian Centre for Child Protection that found that 82% of Canadian court-reported cases involving the sexual abuse of animals also involve the sexual abuse of one or more children in some way. And so we know already that there is a strong correlation between those that abuse animals and those that are violent in society. And this reinforces the fact that those who are sexual predators of animals can also be sexual predators of children. And there's a very strong correlation there.
So this bill is really important.
Yeah, it's really important for protecting, you know, not just animals, which is a laudable goal in and of itself, but also for protecting our children. And, you know, the other thing that I would note is that a lot of people think that this, you know, bestiality maybe occurs at on farms or in more rural parts of the country, but actually a lot of the cases revolve around dogs and, you know, as family pets. And so, yeah, and so, you know, this is something that we should be really aware of, and it's particularly people who, you know, volunteer or work for humane societies across the country.
Yes.
You know, this is something that I think is probably pretty dear to your heart.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Karina, for joining us here in Burlington, Humane. It's been very educational.
My pleasure. Well, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for your important advocacy for animals here at home and across the country.
Our pleasure. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's wonderful that Bill C-84 was passed into law before the Senate went on summer recess. Another bill that has also recently been passed is Bill S-203, which prohibits the taking of whales and dolphins into captivity. It also prohibits their import into Canada and their export from Canada. Keeping whales and dolphins in captivity is one of the cruelest things that people can inflict on these intelligent, ocean-ranging social animals. Apart from rescuing and rehabilitating whales and dolphins, there's no ethically defensible reason for capturing and imprisoning them in zoos and marine parks. There's an abundance of scientific evidence that shows that keeping whales and dolphins in confined enclosures do not meet their health, behavioral, and environmental needs. In fact, just the opposite, it causes physical and mental pain and suffering. In captivity, their natural behaviors, such as foraging, breaching, and fluke waving, are limited and sometimes impossible. Whales and dolphins are highly intelligent, social, deep-diving species whose needs simply cannot be met in a tank. Many justify the confinement of whales and dolphins by arguing the benefits of researching them and public education. However, the type of research that can be done in captivity is limited. Jacques Cousteau, the famous marine explorer, once said, "There's about as much educational benefit to be gained in studying dolphins in captivity as there would be studying mankind by only observing prisoners held in solitary confinement." Bill S-203 also limits the importing and exporting of captive whales and dolphins. This is a critical fact, as marine land in Ontario holds more than 50 beluga whales for breeding and trading purposes. This bill was long overdue, but thankfully it has passed, and Canada is one step closer to truly becoming a humane society. Summer is coming, and everyone is looking forward to beautiful sunny days. However, when the temperature soars, a parked car can quickly become a furnace, endangering an animal's life. Even on relatively mild days, with the car parked in the shade and the window slightly open, an animal can die in a parked car. With only hot air to breathe, a dog's normal cooling process, panting, doesn't work. Even a short time in a hot environment can be life-threatening.
I left the window down for him.
It's not too hot for me.
I wasn't going to be gone long.
No more excuses. It's imperative that each of us, as animal owners, is responsible in providing the proper care for our pets. Never leave a pet unattended in a vehicle. Owners who choose to leave pets unattended may face charges under the Criminal Code of Canada. And if you see an animal unattended in a vehicle, report it. Call 911 or your local police. No more excuses. Act fast, save a life. For more information, go to www.nohotpets.ca. No more excuses. Nohotpets.ca. Training our dogs to come to us when we call them is a critical command that all dogs need to know. I sat down with Janvier Resinger from Positive Plus Dog Training to find out the best way to train our dogs this important command. I'm here with Janvier Resinger from Positive Plus Dog Training. Hello, Jen. Welcome to Burlington Humane.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for having me.
So people are out walking their dogs, taking their dogs on hikes because of the summer. What are some really important skills that we should be teaching our dog to make sure that they're safe during this this great season?
Exactly. So one of the things that I think is really important is a really good recall. Being able to call your dog away from distractions. This particularly becomes important when we're going on a hike or going camping because there could be coyotes around.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Exactly. Or our dogs could be really into chasing squirrels and bunnies and they could easily get lost and lose track of us. So
when you say a really important recall, what does that look like?
That looks like calling your dog's name to get their attention, saying the word come, and then as soon as they get to us, having a party, essentially. So one of the things that I think about when I'm asking my dog to come away from sniffing squirrels or bunnies or checking out the kids that are playing in the park is that they are choosing to leave that super exciting event to come to me. And if my dog is making that choice, I want to make sure my dog loves coming to me. So when my dog gets to me, most of the time, especially in the early stages of training, I always have food. But I like to connect food also with play because sometimes we don't have food with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's important that our dog learns to enjoy coming to us whether we have food or not. And we can combine food with toys and or just simple play that we have with us all the time. And if we practice using food and play, then when we call our dogs away from maybe a coyote, they're still going to come to us because they know when they get to us, it's a lot of fun and enjoyable.
Wow, I can see that being a really difficult skill to teach.
Exactly.
So what do you do then to start teaching that really important skill?
Great question, Doug. So when I start teaching a new puppy or maybe even a dog that I just got, I want to start on a shorter distance. So I want to make sure that they're always successful. It's easy for them to have fun with me when they get to me. So I might choose to use a 20-foot leash and just practice when there's no distractions around. So I might even start in my house or in my backyard where there's not much going on. And when my dog gets to me, I will make a very big deal of it. I want to make sure my dog knows as soon as they're committed. So when I call my dog and they are about halfway to three quarters of the way to me, I'm going to say, yes, what a good job. And I'll start getting really excited with my words. But then when they get to me, I'm going to have a really yummy treat and it's going to be the best treat in the world. So this might be where I reserve boiled chicken or maybe a piece of barbecued hot dog or a piece of cheese where they get when they get to me. And then on top of that, most dogs love to play tug of war or they like to chase a ball or they have some kind of game that they like to do with us a lot. And so after that little piece of hot dog, I'm going to pull out my tug toy or pull out my ball and play a game with my dog so that they know that when they get to me, it is super fun.
And I imagine this is a really important skill for dogs to know for their own personal safety.
Absolutely. You got it. So not only are there coyotes, but there's also a lot more traffic in the summer as well.
Oh, running out in the street. Oh,
you got it. And a lot of construction. So there's a lot of construction zones around. So there's a lot of danger for our dogs when we, especially when we have them off leash. So we want to practice on a shorter leash, so about 20 feet. And then when that's going really well, then Doug, I'm going to add some distractions. And often I start with food distractions or toy distractions or maybe both. And I can even get a friend to help me. If my dog really likes bunnies and squirrels, then I can even get a friend to dangle a stuffed animal. So we get lots of stuffed animals that look like squirrels or bunnies on the market. So you take something fun like that, put it on the end of a leash or a rope, and you have one of your friends dangle it on the leash for you, and you practice your recalls away from that. That, of course, is after you've practiced without distractions, but that's kind of where you go with that, so that even a dog with a high prey drive that really likes to chase things can still learn how to come to us even though there's something moving in the distance.
Now, what happens if you're practicing, you want the dog to come to you, and they don't?
What do you do if it doesn't work? So the most important thing when we practice our recalls is to set our dogs up for success. And what that means is having them on a leash. So even if you're at the point where they are getting really good at coming away from some distractions, I'm still going to have a leash on. I'll just maybe have it dragging so that I don't have it in my hands anymore, but I can still step on the leash. And I want to help my dog be successful even if it's challenging for them. So if I am practicing and it's a bit too challenging and they're choosing not to come to me, then I can pick up that leash and wiggle it and quietly reel them in. When they get to me, I'm still going to make a big deal because I want to remember that any time I use the word come and it's not so fun for my dog when they get to me, that means that next time they might think about it. They might think, is it going to be worth my while to go over to my mom?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So never punish.
You got it.
Always praise.
So important to never punish. When we punish for recalls, what we have to remember is that we're helping our dogs learn a choice. So I'm not going to choose to go somewhere that it's not going to be fun or that might be scary, right? So I want to make sure that it is always fun and positive.
Great. Yeah. Now, I have a dog. I live in the city in Burlington. There's a law that says, you have to walk your dog on a leash. I don't need to learn to teach my dog recall because my dog's always on a leash.
In the event that we go to an off-leash park, we want to make sure we have a good recall. Having a good recall is one of the key items to preventing your dog from getting into a dog fight.
Oh, yes. And there are a few off-leash dog parks here in Burlington.
Definitely. There are a few. And they're a lot of fun to go to. But the number one rule is that we really do need to be able to call our dog away from anything.
And that's for their own protection and the protection of the other dogs that are at the dog park.
Exactly. You got it.
Right. And I guess, too, sometimes it happens. The dog gets loose. Runs out the front door, or I accidentally leave the back gate open and away the dog goes.
That's right. I think you're reading my mind because I was just going to go there as well. But yes, for sure. Accidents do happen. Kids leave the gate open. Kids leave the door open. We forget sometimes. Mm. Or maybe our dogs see something, their eyes catch something while we're coming in with groceries. Or they get out of the car. Who knows? Or maybe accidentally you drop the leash. There's lots of things that can happen.
Yep.
And so knowing that our dogs can come to us no matter what is really important.
And I guess we've got to practice this every single day.
Every day. The best way to make a solid life habit is to practice every day. So it becomes part of a dog's routine.
Yep.
Dogs are routine animals. So if things happen, if the same thing happens every day, they can predict it's going to happen the next day. And then it makes it so much easier for them to do it when we really need them to.
Wow. What great advice. Now, if somebody's having some challenges, they're not sure if they know how to do it on their own, Where can they reach you to get some help and assistance?
Perfect. Thank you, Doug. We have our website is www.positiveplus.com, and Positive Plus is PAWSITIVEPLUS.
Yeah.
We currently, throughout the summer, are focusing our classes actually on walking and recalls, because those are the two important skills for the summer.
Yep.
We're also opening our classes up to be on a drop-in basis kind of thing, because we do recognize that in the summer, people do like to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It's really hard to commit to 4 or 6 weeks straight. So we will have our classes running constantly, but as I said, Doug, we're focusing on walking and recalls right now.
That's great.
I can also be called. Our phone number is 289-242-7767.
Perfect. So you're just a phone call away.
You got it.
If people need help. Well, thank you so much, Jen, for coming to Burlington Humane and giving us such great advice.
Thank you, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rev up your motorcycle and join our 2019 Rough Ride Motorcycle Charity Ride. Mark Sunday, September 15th on your calendar. We will have a poker run, barbecue, refreshments, silent auction, and live music. We will also have an open house at the shelter. The Loft, our secondhand store, will also be open. Registration forms, pledge forms, and route maps are available on our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. So come for a day of riding and fun and support Burlington Humane at Rough Ride.
And now it's time for news and events.
Join us on Saturday, July 27th for our Pooch Party, sponsored by Ryan Laguiza of KW Edge Realty. There will be music, food, and games for you and your pooch. Enter your dogs into the fun as they participate in dog games, fashion shows, and many more activities. July 27th for Pooch Party at Burlington Humane.
Are you prepared to help your pet in the event of an accident? What will you do until you can get them to the veterinarians? Burlington Humane is proud to offer Walks and Wags Pet First Aid Course. Walks and Wags Pet First Aid are national leaders in pet first aid and have the longest standing pet first aid course in Canada. It has earned the stamp of approval from Animal Wellness, North America's top animal wellness magazine. This hands-on live practical gives you the skills and confidence to deal with illness and emergencies. The 10-hour course deals with how to prevent injuries, early signs of illness and poisoning, bandaging and splinting techniques, emergency medical conditions, choking, artificial respiration, and CPR, and much, much more. Upon successful completion, you'll receive a certificate valid for 3 years. Courses will run August 11th and November 10th. Go to our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for more information. Pet First Aid, August 11th and November 10th.
Be sure to mark Sunday, September 15th on your calendar, as we will have our annual Rough Ride motorcycle event. We will have a poker run, live music, barbecue and refreshments, silent auction, and open house of the shelter. We will also have a cat adopt-a-thon, where all cats available for adoption will be specially priced. There will also be bonus adoption prices for black or black and white cats. The loft will also be open. So come for a day of fun and support Burlington Humane.
The Furry Friends 5K will take place on Saturday, October 5th in Spencer Smith Park. You can walk or run with or without your furry friend. Burlington Humane is one of the many charities that will benefit from the proceeds raised. Information can be found on our website. So lace up your shoes and start training for the Burlington Furry Friends 5K.
Raise the Woof Comedy Night is back. Join us on Saturday, October 19th at the Holiday Inn Burlington for a night of laughter and fun. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. You can purchase your tickets from Snapped Burlington. Just follow the link on our website. Saturday, October 19th for Raise the Woof.
Ontario's Solicitor General has launched a new 24-hour animal cruelty hotline. She's also named a new chief inspector to oversee a temporary anti-cruelty enforcement regime. The government has appointed Ontario Provincial Police Inspector Paula Milne as the new chief. Previously, animal cruelty investigations were the responsibility of the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. In March, the OSPCA said it was getting out of the business of enforcement. They've had police-like powers for 100 years. Until the province revamps the laws to enforce animal cruelty prevention, residents can call 1-833-9-ANIMAL with cruelty concerns. After an incident report is reviewed by an animal welfare inspector, they may investigate on site or escalate it to police or other authorities where appropriate. It's an offense to cause or permit distress to an animal, cause harm to a law enforcement animal, train or permit animals to fight other animals, own or possess equipment or structures used in animal fighting, fail to comply with standards of care applicable to most animals, or obstruct an inspector. Ontario has basic standards of care that apply to most animals to ensure that they have adequate food and water, general and medical care, adequate environmental and social living conditions, protection from harm, and humane treatment. Inspectors will work with local police, veterinarians, agriculture, commodities, and local humane societies to ensure animals remain protected while Ontario transitions to a more robust, transparent, and accountable permanent animal protection system. The province is now revamping the law and is expected to introduce legislation in the fall. Cruelty to any animal is not tolerated in Ontario. If you think an animal is in distress or is being abused, call 1-833-9-ANIMAL. That's 1-833-926-4625. And we'll end cruelty to animals in Ontario.
Find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more. Visit our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane.
You can now support Burlington Humane when you make purchases from Amazon. If you head to our website, you will see a link on our homepage and on our wishlist page that will take you directly to Amazon's website. Every time you make a purchase on Amazon by accessing their site through Burlington Humane's link, we receive a small compensation from Amazon. You don't pay any more, but the animals will benefit. So make your Amazon purchases count by going to Amazon through the link on burlingtonhumane.ca. The more you shop, the more you help the animals at Burlington Humane. You can also purchase items from the Amazon website and have them delivered directly to BHS. During checkout, enter our address as the delivery location, 740 Griffith Court, Burlington, Ontario, L7L5R9. Search Amazon wishlist Burlington Humane Society for items that we are in need of. We appreciate all purchases and donations. Thank you from Burlington Humane. That's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guest, the Honorable Karina Gould, Member of Parliament for Burlington, and Jean-Viev Rezinger of Positive Plus Dog Training. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My Society. My Society. Burlington Humane.